The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
This challenge is to LeBron James. I want you to double that reward because I know you care about law enforcement.
Anyone who is an influencer in society has an obligation to support law and order.
The activists who were here chanting, "We hope they die," those activists, they don't represent our community. They represent the worst in humanity.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
This is actually a good day. There's some good stuff happening. I always love it when I can come to work with some good news. The president, in an interview earlier today, said a vaccine for coronavirus could be approved in a matter of weeks. And already the Democrats are howling in protest. Oh, I'm not ready to trust a vaccine. Do you realize a vaccine for COVID has become the new hydroxychloroquine? You realize that, right? You understand when the Democrats are denying their trust in a vaccine, it's hydroxychloroquine all over again. We already heard Kamala Harris say it. Remember when she said, oh, I don't know. I don't know that I would trust anything prior to November the 3rd that comes from the Trump administration about COVID. Last night, there was a debate in North Carolina. Tom Tillis is being challenged by a Democrat named Cal Cunningham. Cal Cunningham stood up in front of millions of North Carolinians and said, oh, I got a lot of questions about the vaccine. Politics. And Tom Tillis very rightly immediately pointed out, that's completely irresponsible. We've just heard a U.S. Senate candidate, Senator Tillis pointed out, look into the camera and tell 10 million North Carolinians he would be hesitant to take a vaccine. You know why? Because it makes the Trump administration look good, they think. And it doesn't have a damn thing to do with politics. Well, listen, let me concede. Maybe it does. I've said all year, the election is probably going to hinge on how what happens with the virus. Because if Americans keep thinking there is nothing but despair and gloom and misery, then guess what? Maybe the unthinkable will happen, and that'll be Mr. Cornfield. I'm not kidding you. Did you see they put Joe Biden in the middle of a field yesterday, swatting away huge bugs that were attacking him? This is becoming an ongoing Saturday Night Live skit. And I know Hollywood and TV and the media and the whole machine is trying to stop Trump from being reelected. And we often think, I admit it, we all think once in a while, gosh, sometimes the president seems like he can't get out of the way of himself. Heck, he can't hold a candle to the Biden campaign. Plopping this guy in the middle of a field yesterday, bumbling and babbling about climate change. I had a listener weeks ago say, when the wildfires started erupting out west, you wait and see, they'll blame Trump. Well, they're actually literally uniformly blaming Trump for the wildfires. We are in nutso land. Yeah, he's to blame for everything. coronavirus, the worldwide pandemic, it's all Trump's fault. The wildfires, it's all Trump's fault. Black Lives Matter activists burning down and looting buildings. Two cops in Compton shot in an assassination attempt. It's all Trump's fault. Tell me you saw the bugs swarming over Joe Biden as this poor old guy is standing in the middle of a field yesterday. Tell me you saw it. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to get in front of a computer or grab your smartphone to see the video at MikeOnline.com. Click Watch Mike on TV as you listen to your favorite radio station right now as we welcome you aboard here on a Tuesday, September the 15th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I'm going to give you 30 seconds because this is funny. There's Biden in Wilmington, Delaware. Honest to goodness, can you imagine 4 years of this guy in a field swatting away giant bugs that are crawling over his face? He's squinting to try to read the ever-present teleprompter because he ain't making many appearances without a teleprompter. You know the drill. Here's the thing, as Biden would say. This is hysterical. So here's the presidential candidate, the guy who would be president, the man who would be king, the man who wants to cancel life, the guy who wants to shut down everything, the guy who says he'd shut it all down again, the guy who believes that the only reason there are wildfires is because Trump doesn't believe in global warming and climate change, the guy who wants to ban fracking, the guy who wants to raise taxes on everybody who is supposedly wealthy, meaning small business owners or farmers or family businesses who happen to earn $400,000 a year or more. You're going to get socked. Everybody's going to wind up paying more taxes because he wants to repeal all the Trump tax cuts. We know what a tax and spend liberal Democrat who is controlled by AOC and radicals in the party is like. And check out Joe Biden with a giant bug climbing on his neck as he's babbling about Trump, the climate arsonist, and environmental justice. Check it out.
With more resiliency, more ability to withstand extreme weather that will only come with greater frequency and intensity. The unrelenting impact of climate change affects every single solitary one of us. But too often, the brunt falls disproportionately on communities of color, exacerbating the need for environmental justice. Sorry, as a bug. Speaking of the environment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. And that's going to be the commander-in-chief? I don't think so. 1-800-655-MIKE. I hope you join us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. 800-655-6453. You got to tell me what you think about Biden in the cornfield. You got to tell me what you think about the president's announcement, which we will play for you, that there could be a vaccine in a few weeks. And you got to give me your reaction to Democrats who are positively terrified at a vaccination for COVID-19. You got to give me your thoughts on this. And I got to tell you how wrong I was yesterday. In a casual moment, I admitted I watched 15 or 20 minutes of the NFL over the weekend. You came at me. The proverbial ceiling caved in on me. And I was wrong. And you lifted me up and you reminded me what matters. Give you an update on the NFL watching habits of Americans as we kick things off for a Tuesday here on the Mike Gallagher Show. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We have a line open for you.
Like what you're hearing on the radio? Download the free Mike Gallagher Show podcast and take us with you 24/7. Go to MikeOnline.com.
can only say that I am scared to death that this nutcase is going to be president. It's just inconceivable that somebody's going to vote for this clown. All right, Michael, thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Mike, was that bug wearing a mask? Have a great day.
I don't think the bug was wearing a mask, come to think of it. I'm worried for Joe Biden. Poor guy. There's an article in Politico about the Biden campaign and Team Biden and how they're obsessing over COVID. And I don't believe that the coronavirus is a hoax. It is serious. I get it. I'm not trying to minimize it. And at 77 years old, or seven, what is he, 77, 78, they got to keep Biden safe. Well, they are. You should read over at Politico the bubble that he is in and how they obsess. They yell if he gets near close to anybody, they start yelling, 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. And I mean, it's really a very, I don't know, illuminating article about the bubble that they keep Biden in. Keep back how the Biden campaign obsesses over COVID. So, listen, and they are. They're spraying everything down, the microphones, the folder he holds. Everybody around him has to have their temperature taken constantly. You see how he fumbles with the mask. He's always got the mask on. He might, I don't know, maybe he sleeps with the mask on. And compare that, there's Trump just campaigning and going out and fighting and rallying and everything else, and the left hates that. They hate that comparison. They hate that contrast. And they also hate any chance for some light at the end of the tunnel right now. Remember Kamala Harris, what she said about a vaccine? This is fascinating to me. Here's the woman who would be vice president, possibly president, as I often say, picture President Kamala Harris.
So, as you know, President Trump has promised a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year or maybe sooner. Would you trust that vaccine?
I think that we have learned since this pandemic started, but really before that, that there's very little that we can trust that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth. From the beginning of this pandemic, he has called it a hoax. He has muzzled the public health experts. He has minimized the seriousness of it. He has created false expectations for the American people and American families, even though if he had listened to the scientists and the experts, he would have understood the gravity of it and the power that he as President of the United States has to actually save lives. And none of those were his priorities. His priority was to do whatever he thought was politically expedient. And no. I would not trust his word. I would trust the word of public health experts and scientists, but not Donald Trump.
So evidently, if President Trump announces there's a vaccine, she won't take it. Now, this sickness extends all throughout the Democrat Party. Last night, there was a U.S. Senate debate in North Carolina between the Republican incumbent Tom Tillis and the Democrat Cal Cunningham, who's challenging him. Listen to what Cal Cunningham said about a vaccine. It's the exact same thing as Kamala Harris. Listen to this.
So do I read you to say you would be hesitant to receive the vaccine if it were approved by the end of the year?
I would be hesitant, but I'm going to ask a lot of questions. I think that's incumbent on all of us right now in this environment with the way we've seen politics intervening in Washington. I mean, if we can almost look no further than Senator Tillis taking over $400,000 from Big Pharma and then even blocking his own party's efforts to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Politics, corruption, financial and political in Washington are a major problem right now. That's one of the reasons I'm in this campaign. We need reform in Washington.
David,
we need to clean up Washington.
We just heard a candidate for the U.S. Senate look into the camera and tell 10 million North Carolinians he would be hesitant to take a vaccine. I think that that's irresponsible.
It is irresponsible. It's completely irresponsible. Tom Tillis is right. But you realize a vaccine now has become the Democrats' new hydroxychloroquine. I, for a fact, can line up person after person who swears that their life was saved, their own life was saved, as they were battling coronavirus because their doctor prescribed this hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, you know, the whole whatever the medical protocol was. I including liberals in New York City. I'm not kidding you. I can show you messages when they were in the thick of it back in March saying, thank God for this anti-malaria drug that my doctor gave me. I'm a new man. Now, of course, they're singing a different tune. Now they're doing this about the vaccine. They won't, they're anti-vaxxers now because it's, well, happening in the Trump administration. This is a level of sickness. This is a despicable, dastardly, nefarious sickness. Am I wrong? 1-800-655-MIKE.
Gallagher.
You make an argument that makes sense on all of that. None of this is making sense anyway. You're trying to apply logic to a totally illogical process that America is in the middle of.
I'm sick and tired of your logic.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home. Watched a great movie last night, Trump 2024. Listen, when you're tired of not being able to watch good quality movies, there's all kinds of debate about HBO and Netflix and all this stuff that we see that is just garbage. You got to go to salemnow.com. 20% off any movie that you want to watch. It's got the some of these new Trump movies. Of course, Uncle Tom, Larry Elder's powerful documentary about black conservatism in America is still up. There's a lot of great movies there. Check it out, salemnow.com. And be sure to enter the promo code MikeG so you'll save 20%. Try to go to a movie theater and get 20% off. Nope, but you can at salemnow.com. 20% off when you enter the promo code MikeG for the movies that are just really, really terrific. All right, let's take some phone calls. 800-655-MIKE. Joe Biden in the cornfield yesterday. The pushback against a vaccine that the president said this morning could be coming in a matter of weeks. And the Democrats are now anti-vaxxers, just like they were anti-hydroxychloroquine, despite many, many people swearing it saved their life. Yesterday, the mayor of New York cancels the Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade. That's all. Nope. No fun. No enjoyment. No football. No restaurants. No nothing. And incidentally, final point, and then I'll shut up because I'm kind of going a mile a minute today. I made a mistake yesterday. I didn't make the mistake yesterday. I made the mistake Sunday. I shared with you something I did over the weekend. I watched about 15 or 20 minutes of football Sunday, and I admit I enjoyed it. It's nice to see a little bit of normalcy for a few minutes. I didn't watch much, just watched a little bit of the Cowboys, a little bit of Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Boy, oh boy, did you come at me. And I got call after call, text, email, Mike, you can't watch players who disrespect the Star Spangled Banner. And you know what? After about the, I don't know, 20th call, I saw the light. You were right. You are right. I got no business watching these guys. If they can't stand for a minute and a half and respect the national anthem, guess what? We shouldn't watch them. I don't care how much pleasure or enjoyment I get out of sitting there on my fat rear end on the couch watching football. I'll do something else. My friend Mark Davis has an easy rule. If one knee touches the turf during our national anthem, he's out. That's my rule going forward. Last night, 15 New York Giants disrespected the Star Spangled Banner by taking a knee. Guess what? Protest can be a two-way street. You want to protest our national anthem and disrespect the military and the flag and the anthem? Fine. We're not going to watch you. Now, I don't know if it's going to work or not. Reportedly, the numbers are in for the Tampa Bay game, and they were huge. I briefly saw that last night, but I can do my part. And thank you for lifting me up yesterday and setting me straight. I was being selfish. I'm just yearning for a few minutes of normal in this abnormal, sick, crazy, twisted year we're living through. But you were absolutely right to take me to task, and I appreciate that. And thank you for reminding me. One knee touches the turf, I'm out. I don't care who it is, including college football. No sports on TV, not supporting their sponsors, their product, their program, their platform, if they can't take a minute and a half. You know, all of the Black Lives Matter movies and songs and the Black National Anthem and the band. Don't touch the National Anthem. Leave the Star Spangled Banner alone. If they can't, we should be out. And again, I appreciate you setting me straight yesterday. I needed it. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. One open line here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here is Ben. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's up?
Hey, yeah. So I got two scenarios for you.
Okay.
So I think that either they're trying to get Biden in there to get him out and let Kamala take over, or they're going to use the mail-in voting to set Trump up to win.
I don't know, Ben. Could be. Could be. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Here's Don. Don, welcome. How are you?
Man, better than I deserve to be. I hope you are, and I appreciate Attaboy. All you do. I want to get right to the point. I think
yes,
that you're wrong on the vaccines. I red pill people every day in my work and everything that I do about that's the commonality of the left. Conservatives have been – there's a large group against vaccines for years before COVID. And those of us that really study, I would advise you to go look up Andy Ngo on Twitter and look at his videos of black people getting kicked out.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen it. Andy Ngo is one of those warriors that is out there all the time. And listen, vaccines are a very controversial thing, but all we've heard in 20 and can be, but for all of
20, I don't have much time.
But all right, well, let me finish. Let me make a point. Oh man.
I have a lot of time. I'm a busy guy, too, and I love you.
I got you. Well, I love you, too. Go do your thing, then. Let me just make the point, then. Our calls have been so strange lately. I don't know what's going on with callers. And, Eric's got a theory. We should have never introduced the voicemail because all the good callers are going to voicemail. So, you know what? I'm begging you, don't press 2 when you call 800-655-MIKE because me and my big mouth, I want to showcase you instead of authors and talking heads. I always make this show caller driven, and the last few days, holy cabooses. So please, when you call 800-655-MIKE, press 1 to come on air with us. Don't press 2. Don't even leave a voicemail. I'm about to yank the voicemail feed because all the good callers are on voicemail. Thank you, Don. I'm sorry if I took your time. You go do your thing. My point about the vaccination, and Don, incidentally, is a regular, and he calls a lot, and the vaccine thing is, I have said for years, I understand the skepticism that people have about having their kids face a mandatory vaccine. I get that. I totally respect that, and I understand it. And then you become an anti-vaxxer. Then you become a conspiracy theorist. Well, all we've heard in 2020, all we've heard is how a vaccine and getting us to an inoculation point is where we need to be as a country. I want to go back to Tom Tillis. Derek, I need the full... We're going back and forth on this clip. You clipped it now, and I want to play the longer version. Pavs, do you have the longer version of Tom Tillis last night or from last night's debate? Because I want to play this whole thing. I don't know what happened to it. It got edited. That was Derek reacting very quickly, and I wanted to hear more of what Tom Tillis had to say in his response, because his response was powerful. Here's a Democrat saying, oh, I don't think I'd trust a vaccine. I don't trust Trump. Same with Kamala Harris. So here's the longer version of Tom Tillis. This is Tom Tillis with a real interesting response to the Democrat last night in North Carolina who wants to be the new U.S. Senator in North Carolina, Cal Cunningham. Brilliant exchange. Listen up.
So do I read you to say you would be hesitant to receive the vaccine if it were approved by the end of the year?
Yes, I would be hesitant, but I'm going to ask a lot of questions. I think that's incumbent on all of us right now in this environment with the way we've seen politics intervening in Washington. I mean, if we can almost look no further than Senator Tillis taking over $400,000 from Big Pharma and then even blocking his own party's efforts to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Politics, corruption, financial and political in Washington are a major problem right now. That's one of the reasons, by the way, David, by the way, that's one of the reasons I'm in this campaign. We need reform in Washington.
David,
we need to clean up Washington.
We just heard a candidate for the U.S. Senate look into the camera and tell 10 million North Carolinians he would be hesitant to take a vaccine. I think that that's irresponsible. That gentleman that I spoke with who wants to see his wife who has Alzheimer's would take the vaccine in a heartbeat and would want to make sure that his wife got it as well. We are not going to release a vaccine that doesn't have the effectiveness and safety that the gold standard of the FDA requires. But my opponent talked a while back about managing in a crisis. And what he said tonight to 10 million people in North Carolina is he would be hesitant to take the vaccine. In order for us to beat COVID, we have to be vaccinated. We need 60 or 70% of the population to develop an immune response. Some will come from people who get the vaccine and recover, or who get the virus and recover. Others from the vaccine. In the middle of a crisis, you don't undermine an effective process in the FDA. You don't shorten the line of people who desperately need the vaccine. That statement puts lives at risk, and it makes it more difficult to manage the crisis that he pretends to say he's up to the task to manage.
What a fantastic point, and that's why North Carolinians need to reelect Tom Tillis for U.S. Senate. 16 minutes before the hour, 800-655-MIKE. Incidentally, talking about NFL and my decision to watch a few minutes and then you smacking me around and reminding me why I shouldn't, and I absolutely agree. How about the Clemson Tigers? I used to be a part of the Clemson Tiger Network. They've got Black Lives Matter stickers on their helmets, and, you know, people are saying, I'm not going to support Clemson either. I'm not going to support sports that can't stay out of it and just play football. It's a good point. 800-655-MIKE.
Want to see the news clips you hear on Mike's show? We live stream at MikeOnline.com and then feature show highlights on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel and be sure to click on the bell to get notified for all the new clips we post.
Politics doesn't belong in football. It was sickening to see what the NFL is doing.
Hey, Mike, I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan as well all my life. Totally boycotting this whole NFL season, and I didn't even miss it this weekend, shockingly enough, when I'm usually waiting for with bated breath for the season to begin. But I'm going to tell you, I see it the same way as the mask thing. There's so many places that I just won't bother going now because it's just not fun when I have to have a mask and I can't breathe in it.
Hey, Mike, I'm proud of you for coming out about the football. That's good opening honesty. Make a suggestion. I know I like sports too, to a point. How about let me get out and support them high school closest to you, their youth athletics, and support the high schoolers and teach them young what it's all about.
That's a great, great thought. In fact, I've got a friend whose kid plays for the Seminole, Florida high school football team. The problem is they don't let apparently they're not letting fans even in the stands for high school football here in Florida. So my poor friend and her husband tried to watch from a car in the parking lot across the street from Seminole High School. That's welcome to 2020. But great idea. If you can, go support high school. Go support kids that aren't part of an agenda that is going to be crammed down our throats. Here's a text message on the MyPillow text line. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. The best night's sleep you'll ever get with the incredible MyPillow. Buy one, get one free right now when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code Mike G. Mike, you made my day. Thank you for seeing the light on the NFL. I was a little distraught yesterday after hearing you admit you watched some football, and I felt like I was in crazy land, like you always say. Thank you. Well, not an excuse, but an explanation. I'm just yearning, longing for a little bit of normal, a little bit of happiness, a little bit of joy. But you know what's joyful? Telling pampered multimillionaire players who are going to claim that all cops are bad and racist, well, standing up to them and saying, well, I'm not going to support you either. Ken, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Ken?
Good. Coming from Smoky, California.
Oh, boy, I'm praying for you guys. How bad is it where you live right now, Ken?
It's not as bad as Portland and stuff. Kids are living up there. They had to actually get out of their houses. It was so bad.
I'm sorry.
Go 40 miles away just to kind of breathe.
Well, Joe Biden will fix it all November the 4th. He'll fix it. He'll put all the flyers out after he gets elected, Ken.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to call and say, hey, you know, we need to get a chant going. Yeah, you take a knee, we turn off my TV. you know, it's ridiculous. I'm from Pennsylvania originally. I came out here when I was a kid. I'm a big San Francisco Giants fan. I was a Warriors fan, all that. And I spent a lot of money going to their games and buying their memorabilia. I sent them a letter, and it was addressed ashamed. And explained to them exactly them backing up all these Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all these, you know, basically anarchists. I said, you know what, you're going to do that? I'm done with you. I'm not spending any money. And if you know what it costs to take a family of four to a baseball or a Warriors game.
Exactly.
You took
a stand, and you should, and God bless you. And again, I'm mad at myself for sort of wavering for. And again, it was 15 minutes, but I shouldn't have even watched 15 minutes worth. Take a knee, we're out. Take a knee, we're gone. Good point. Hang in there with the wildfires out there in the West, Ken. We're praying for all of you. Mike, you're up. How you doing, Mike?
Good. And yourself, Mike?
Good. Thanks. Appreciate your call.
I listen to you every day, and I just wanted to say I kind of laugh, you know, hearing what you're saying about, you know, you changed. But I just wanted to point out yesterday, you actually made me think when you made the comment about, you know, hey, why should you, listen to these people that are just running around with a football? It's like, and I agree with you. I mean, it made me think, and it's like, you know what? You're right. You made a good point. If you know, we want normal. That's what we want. They want to just be normal again.
But here's the important thing. They don't. They don't want normal. They don't want joy. They don't want anything positive until November the 4th. And it's, you know what it is, Mike? It's sick. They're sick. This is so bad to hear them oppose a vaccine, shut down. There's no going to be no parades. You better not eat out. You better not eat in a restaurant. Enough. Americans are getting fed up, Mike. Coming up, you know, I've been joking all year about either Joe Biden in the basement or being out in the middle of a cornfield. They literally put him out in the middle of a field yesterday. And we're supposed to have that guy be the commander-in-chief for 4 years? Are you kidding me? That and some good news about coronavirus all ahead.